Nolte, Chris Cuomo took and promoted coronavirus therapy that lost FDA approval. By John Nolte on May 21, 2020. So now we learn Chris Cuomo not only violated his quarantine while infected with the deadly coronavirus, but that while he was attacking President Trump for touting the FDA-approved hydroxychloroquine, he was taking and promoting a coronavirus therapy that lost FDA approval in 2006. The hypocrisy and dishonesty of Typhoid Fredo has no bottom. We learned all of this Wednesday when White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany nuked the fake news media over all the hysterical lies they have spread about Trump taking the perfectly safe prescription drug hydroxychloroquine. This drug has been used safely by millions for more than 60 years. Trump is taking it under medical supervision. And the biggest lie the media are telling is that hydroxychloroquine is riskier if you are overweight. But this lie allows the corporate media to yell fatty fat 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 at Trump under the pretense of capital J journalism. Anyway, one of the biggest liars and loudmouths about hydroxychloroquine has been Kunlal's Typhoid Fredo. The sociopath who, while infected and therefore infectious with a deadly virus, violated his quarantine for an Easter day jaunt out in public, violated his own brother's, Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, orders about unnecessary travel, staged a fake news event that showed him exiting his basement for the first time, when it was not the first time, and whose own wife and son, who joined Typhoid Fredo on his 30-mile Easter Day travel, would later test positive for the coronavirus. The president knows that hydroxychloroquine is not supported by science, Fredo screamed on Monday. He knows that it has been flagged by people in his own administration. He knows that his own task force took a non-position on the drug. Except, hydroxychloroquine has been approved by the FDA for some 60 years. Hydroxychloroquine has FDA approval as a potential therapy for the coronavirus, and while the clinical trials are ongoing, there are plenty of medical professionals all over the world who sincerely believe it has helped and even saved the lives of their coronavirus patients. What's more, as McEnany pointed out, Cuomo's own brother, Governor Cuomo, has several on-the-record statements about hydroxychloroquine, saying, "I'm an optimist, I'm hopeful about the drug. And that's why we will try it in New York as soon as we get it." Gov. Cuomo added, "There has been anecdotal evidence that it's promising, that's why we're going ahead. That's exactly the correct attitude to take." And Trump using hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic under medical supervision epitomizes the responsible way to guard against the China virus. But that's the least of Typhoid Fredo's sins. His lying about hydroxychloroquine, his and Kunlal's sociopathic jihad to discourage people from seeking a therapy that might help them, is the least of his sins, because, you're going to love this, as it turns out. While suffering from the coronavirus, Typhoid Fredo, the very same Chris Cuomo prattling on about science and supported by science, not only took a coronavirus therapy that is not approved by the FDA, he promoted his usage of it. Now, before we go any further, let me say that as a general rule, I have no problem whatsoever with the sick seeking out whatever treatment they desire. It's your life, and if you believe shoving a crystal up your ass and singing Rocky Mountain High will kill the cancer faster than chemotherapy, hey, go with God. In fact, now that we're becoming an increasingly fascist and conformist society, now that we've become a nation of mindless conventional wisdom worshippers using the cancel culture to bully and intimidate people into conformity, you gotta respect someone willing to shove a crystal up their ass. So if Chris Cuomo went with a non-approved therapy and used his basement-rated Kunlal platform to discuss why, to discuss the constitutional issues surrounding this approach, namely, individual liberty and rights, while I might disagree crystal ass shoving, I could at least respect that. But that's not the approach Cuomo took. Instead, Cuomo's a fascist bully and liar. A depraved hypocrite who smears lockdown protesters while he privately runs around New York violating lockdowns while he knows he's infected and can therefore infect others. A depraved hypocrite who, purely for partisan reasons, seeks to discourage people from taking a FDA-approved drug that might help. And did so while he took a therapy not approved by the FDA and quietly promoted that fact to all his elite pals. How do we know this? Cuomo's own wife told us. She publicized Chris Cuomo's health protocol at some foo-foo, New Age, celebrity site she runs called Purist. sort of a goop for C-listers, and told her foo-foo readers Chris was taking potent iced quinine 3 times a day. On top of this is homeopathy, which works according to the symptom picture. Potent iced quinine, OXO, it's derived from the non-toxic bark of Peruvian-grown quinine plants. It is a natural antibiotic, it's being used in India with very good results. This is not on the market here, Dr. Lancaster has made this in her lab for 40 years, and I took this for my Lyme. The medicine Plaquenil, which many doctors are using for COVID-19 is similar to quinine, but it has negative side effects. Except, according to McEnany, this form of quinine lost its FDA approval in 2006 and was removed from the market for its serious side effects, including death. The risks associated with quinine, according to the FDA, include fatalities, and unlike hydroxychloroquine, it sure as hell has not been approved as a coronavirus potential treatment. The national media are so broken, no one in the rest of the corporate media dares call Cuomo out for violating his quarantine, staging a blatant fake news event, or for promoting a drug that lost its FDA approval. What's more, the media are so broken, Cuomo knows he can get away with audacious lies and flagrant hypocrisy and the spreading of dangerous medical quackery. He knows no one among the guardians of journalism has the moral courage to expose him. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.